B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself, Mr. Bob Ryan. So, Bob, first of all, I guess we should just start with mercifully possibly coming to the end of a rather disappointing Celtics season here. And were we that bad, or is Milwaukee even better than I thought they were?
It was an appropriate ending to a completely baffling, perplexing, frustrating, and annoying season. And it really left an awful, awful feeling. And it's just stunning to think that 1 year ago, May 9th, 2018, we had a major raging love affair going on between the greater Boston and the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And it totally deserved. And to think that we have this sour feeling now, it's astonishing. And part B, yeah, the Bucks are very good. They have the same all for one for all feeling that the Celtics had last year, yep. And they don't seem to have this year.
Yeah, and Giannis is so good; he doesn't even need to dribble.
And Giannis is an explosive nature. We have never seen a 7-foot player with that skill set, as they say. And he seems to be a good, willing kid. You know, a good teammate, willing to learn as well, and a hard worker. Everything that you would want. We salute him. He's a wonderful player.
And look who soured the relationship from a year ago, Kyrie Irving.
Well, we can certainly...
no editorializing
Hank pulls
there,
no
Hank.
Punches on this.
Power's running, Bob.
It's not just Kyrie. But yes, Kyrie did not materialize well. Nothing didn't go that way he should have. The idea that he would come back is ludicrous. He's not coming back. He's going to go, and if he goes to New York, great, let him go there. And if he goes there and Durant goes there, well, that's a whole. That's what people will be talking about all offseason. No. But anyway, Kyrie for us. Here's my theory on Kyrie. I think Kyrie will wind up playing for 3 or 4 or 5 teams, and when each tenure is over, the team will say, "We couldn't figure that guy out."
Yeah.
And he's searching for something, but I don't even know he knows what it is.
Okay, so what did the Celtics going to do?
Well, Danny is not a stand-pat guy, as you well know.
Right, yeah.
And this will, there will be movement. There will be movement.
What do you think this team is going to look like next year?
Well, I mean, that thing is, remember 3 years ago, we went from, 2 years ago. All right,
just Marcus Smart. Off,
and then 8 of the 12 players were gone by the next year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying we're going to have a repeat of that, but we're going to have movement. There's no point not to. You have to. Yeah. There's going to be some. Dan's going to be wheeling and dealing. He's got draft picks to offer to people as well, and they're going to be. There's going to be some changes made. There have to be.
Okay.
This is extremely. I'm going to say it categorically. They are the single most disappointing team in the entire National Basketball.
I would agree with that. Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on expectations.
Okay. Now let's move on to the Bruins. This is
boy.
This is
a feel good story.
Yeah.
They're the Celtics of 2019, perhaps, and it's all laid out there for them, as Christopher Gasper has put it in the Boston Globe this morning. No excuses. I mean, they got the home ice now for the rest of the playoffs. All the teams that were supposed to be the juggernaut teams are gone, and they are absolutely in the driver's seat to win a cup. I'm putting the pressure on them.
And you feel good about it.
Get that duck boat oiled up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you think about it? Whoa. Is this the best you've ever seen Tuukka Rask perform in the playoffs?
Oh, I think so, yes. And that's what formula that everyone knows is the number one way to win a Stanley Cup, have your goalie become Zeus, you know, omnipotent. And that performance the other night, absolutely. He's had a couple of them now. Yes, he's at the peak of his game.
You know what's cool about this series? Is that the Carolina Hurricanes used to be the Hartford Whalers, which were the New England Whalers, who one time shared the Boston Garden with the Bruins.
That's right. There's going to be a lot of those easy writing stories available, I'm going to tell you. And it is interesting that it's the Carolina Hurricane. So, yes, positively, they were born as the New England Whalers, no question. And it's going to be good. You know, don't dismiss them. I'm not dismissing the opposition. I'm simply saying the Bruins have no excuse not to prevail.
Got it.
All right. Hey, Bob, Chris Sale was looking like Chris Sale last night.
24 swings and misses. Oh, yeah. How about that immaculate inning? And I don't know if you know about that.
Oh, forgot about that.
After we give up the run, he comes back in the eighth inning, and he has a nine pitches, 9 strikes.
Wow.
three outs. They call that an immaculate inning. Oh, he was absolutely fantastic. He had one bad pitch, that changeup that resulted in the double that tied the game. Other than that, that's the Chris Sale. That's our boy. And they're not hitting at the moment, but they're finding ways to win. The thing is that the whole package is starting to materialize now. They're back to 500. They got there by just playing better baseball in every way. And so I'm feeling good about the Red Sox.
How about JBJ's catch, Bob?
Oh, really? You know, he is... And he hasn't had a great year defensively until this season. That was a great one. I mean, people, YouTube it, folks, if you didn't see it. Jackie Bradley Jr.
Amazing.
It's at WROR.com.
Yep, check it out. Okay, so, Bobby, you got any shameless plugs for us?
Well, we got the Sports Reporters podcast up and running with Mitch Album and Mike Lupica, and there will be a Sports Reporters, Around the Horn appearance early next week, so stay tuned.
Okay, have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
Great.
And hopefully
Take care.
Bruins will be moving well into the next round of the playoffs. Okay, in the meantime.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.